Hello, friends. Our subject tonight is the riches of God's promises. And our reading is Genesis chapter 13 and verses 14 to 17. I will read them to you. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. When Lot separated himself from his uncle Abraham and settled in the valley of the Jordan, Abraham was sad that he lost his nephew. But the Lord personally said to his friend in verse 17, I repeat, arise, walk about the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Hundreds and hundreds of acres stretched out as the human eye can see. Abraham walked in the land. He surveyed it, and he loved his future inheritance. God wanted his friend to enjoy every acre, to cherish the promise. For he who promised, that's what the Bible says, is faithful. And finally, Abraham settled in Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built an altar there. A question. Was Abraham seeing enough of what God promised? Did he grasp what God was telling him? The same is true for the Christian life. When we think about our lives and what the Lord did, we become astonished. When we read His holy word and discover what our Savior had told us He would do for us, we say, it's amazing. Are we really grasping the blessings He promised? Let's take a moment and look at some of them. I could think of 10. Maybe you can do some work yourself and come up with, maybe you come up with 20 or 40. What a rich God we have. Well, let's look at some. Sins past, present, and future pardoned. Abundant life. Because he said, I have come to give them life and more abundantly. Our hearts were to become his abiding place. What a privilege. The Lord becomes our companion. He walks with us through this life. He's our refuge all the time. He gave us victory over death, and he daily guides us and restores our souls. He cares for us, and he promised eternal life with him. I'm sure you'll find many, many more if you search and look. Are we really claiming what God has given us? God has given us a lot of wonderful blessings when we became his children. We cannot fathom his generous gifts to those who love him. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, which applies to us all and for our future too. Things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. It's in 1 Corinthians 2:9. And in 1 Timothy 6:17, God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Now the question is, are we enjoying our life in Christ and the walk with him? He planned a great life for us. Are we walking in it? Thank God, he plans our destiny and he directs every phase of our lives. McIntosh said, blessed be God. There is a path for each of his servants, along which shines the light of his approving countenance, and to walk therein should be our chief joy. I wonder now how Abraham must have felt as he began walking through the land God has made. When we study his life, we see the many blessings God poured on him and the rich heritage he left after his death. In brief, God's promise to him was over-fulfilled, and the one who became the friend of God was one of the richest men of his generation. From a simple emigrant to a great man who has a great country, Israel, we can say Abraham sought and found his all in God. Why, Christian, live as poor spiritual pauper when God's unlimited resources are placed at your disposal? God supplied everything, and we need nothing to live a rich, spiritual, victorious, and blessed life. We are fully secured for this life and the one to come. The Bible says, "For he who promised is faithful." Hebrews 10:23. One last thought. Our God is generous. He is a generous God. And he promised a life equal to none other. And when he gives, he blesses with extravagance. Ralph Seeger once wrote about the extravagance of God. He says, "More sky than man can see, more seas than he can sail, more sun than he can bear to watch, more stars than he can scale, more breath than he can breathe, more yield than he can sow, more grace than he can comprehend, more love than he can know." We may freely repeat with the psalmist, "How great is thy goodness, which thou hast stored up for those who fear thee, which thou hast wrote for those who take refuge in thee before the sons of men." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.